Marley was dead to begin with. There was no doubt whatever about that. Scrooge and he were partners for many years. It is a cold Christmas Eve in the early 19th century in London, in the old counting house of Scrooge and Marley. Old Scrooge is busy at work. The door is open to the next room, so that Scrooge may the better watch his clerk, Bob Cratchit. Scrooge's nephew, in holiday spirit, enters.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle. God save you.
Ah, humbug.
Oh, don't be cross, Uncle.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? Merry Christmas. Out upon you, Merry Christmas. What's a Christmas time to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older and not an hour richer? Bah! If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stick of holly through his heart.
Uncle Ebenezer!
Have you! Keep Christmas your own way, and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it? But you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then. Much good may it do you.
But, Uncle, apart from the veneration due its sacred name and origin, it is a time when men and women seem with one consent to open their hearts freely. Therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that it has done me good and will do me good. And I say, God bless it.
Bravo, bravo.
Let me hear another sound out of you, Bob Cratchit, and you'll keep your Christmas by losing your situation.
Beg pardon, sir.
And you, my nephew, quite a powerful speaker, sir. I wonder you don't go into Parliament.
Ah, don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
I'll see you in Hades first.
But why? Why?
Ah, good afternoon.
Well, a Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Good afternoon, nephew.
And a Happy New Year.
Good afternoon. Ah.
A Merry Christmas to you, Bob Cratchit.
Thank you, sir. And may God bless you and yours.
God bless you, merry gentlemen, not nothing.
Humbug.
Scrooge's next visitor is a gentleman soliciting alms for charity.
And, Mr. Scrooge, many thousands are in want of common necessaries. Hundreds of thousands are in want of common comforts, sir.
Are there no prisons?
Plenty of prisons, sir.
And the union workhouses are still in operation?
They are still. I wish I could say they were not.
I'm very glad to hear it.
A few of us are endeavoring to raise a fund to buy the poor some meat and drink and a means of warmth. We choose this time because it is a time of all others when want is keenly felt and abundance rejoices. What shall I put you down for, sir?
Nothing.
Oh, you wish to be anonymous?
I wish to be left alone, sir. I don't make merry myself at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. I help support the institutions for the poor. Ain't cost enough, and those badly off must go there.
Many can't go there, Mr. Scrooge. Many would rather die.
Then better do it, then, and decrease the surplus population. Good afternoon, sir.
Then you do not wish to contribute?
I'm a very busy man. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Christmas. Bah! Humbug.
That night in his room, Scrooge locks the door and seats himself close to the fireplace. When suddenly...
I won't believe it. Now, now, what do you want with me? Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
Well, who were you then? You're particular for a shade.
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
Can you sit down?
I can.
Do it then.
You don't believe in me.
I don't. You may be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of underdone potato. Ah, it's humbug, I tell you, humbug.
Oh,
mercy, dreadful apparition. Why do you trouble me?
Man of worldly mind, do you believe in me or not?
I do, I must. Oh, but why do you spirits walk the earth? And why do you come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men. If that spirit goes not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death. It is doomed to wander through the world and witness what it cannot share, but might have shared on earth, and turn to happiness. Oh, woe is me.
You are fettered. Tell me why.
I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it link by link. I girded it on of my own free will.
Oh, Jacob.
Would you like to know the weight and length of the coil you bear yourself? It was full as heavy as this 7 Christmas Eves ago. And now it's a ponderous chain.
Jacob, Jacob, old Jacob Marley. Tell me more. Speak comfort to me, Jacob.
I have none to give. It comes from other regions, Ebenezer Scrooge. Nor can I tell you what I would. I cannot rest. I cannot linger anywhere. In life, my spirit never roved beyond the narrowed limits of our money-changing hold. Now weary journeys lie before me.
7 years dead, and traveling all the time?
The whole time. No rest, no peace. At this time of the year I suffer most. Why did I walk through crowds of fellow beings with my eyes turned down? And never raise them to that blessed star which led the wise men to a poor abode.
But Jacob, Jacob...
Hear me, Ebenezer. My time is nearly gone.
I will, Jacob. But don't be hard upon me. Don't be flowery, Jacob, pray.
How it is that I appear before you in a shape that you can see, I may not tell. I have sat invisible beside you many a day, and I am here tonight to warn you that you have yet a chance and hope of escaping my fate. A chance and hope of my procuring, Ebenezer.
You were always a good friend to me. Thank you.
You will be haunted by 3 spirits.
What? Is that the chance and hope you mentioned, Jacob?
It is.
I think I'd rather not.
Without their visits, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread.
But I'd rather not, I tell you.
You can expect the first tomorrow, when the bell tolls 1. The second on the next night at the same hour. The third upon the next night. When the last stroke of 12 has ceased to vibrate.
Couldn't I take them all at once and have it over, Jacob?
Look to see me no more. No more.
1 o'clock. The hour itself. Nothing has happened. Humbug, I tell you. What's that?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
You the spirit whose coming was foretold me?
I am.
Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past, your past. Rise and walk with me to the window.
But I'm mortal and liable to fall.
Bear but a touch of my hand upon your heart, and you shall be upheld in more than this. Come, we must go. Here is our first stop. This country road.
Good heavens. I was bred in this place. I was a boy here.
Strange to have forgotten it for so many years. Do you remember this?
The old schoolhouse.
See yonder solitary child. It is your past, Ebenezer.
Don't. Don't. Poor boy. Poor boy. I wish... Oh, but it's too late now.
What's the matter, Ebenezer?
Nothing. Nothing. Only there was a boy singing outside my window last night. I wish...
Let us go on. Do you know this place?
This warehouse? Of course I know it. I was apprenticed here.
Look.
Why, it's old Fezziwig. Bless his heart. It's old Fezziwig alive again.
Look.
Time to stop working. Yoo-hoo there, Ebenezer. Dick.
Yes, coming, master.
Yoo-hoo, my boys. No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, lads. Let's have the shutters up before a man can say Jack Robinson.
I don't.
Come, clear away, lads, and let's have lots of room here. We're going to have a party.
Party!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Expect the second spirit on the next night when the bell tolls one.
One o'clock and no spirit. Bah. Who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas Present.
Christmas Present?
Are you ready to travel, Ebenezer?
Conduct me where you will, spirit.
Come then. Do you recognize this house?
Yes, Bob Cratchit's my clerk.
Let us go within.
What has ever got your precious father and your brother Tiny Tim? And Martha wanders late last Christmas by half an hour.
Here I am, Mother.
Martha, my dear, bless your heart alive, how late you are. Come, let me have your shawl and bonnet.
We'd a deal of work to finish last night, and had to clear away this morning, Mother.
Well, never mind so long as you come. Sit you down before the fire, dear, and have a warm, Lord bless you.
Here's Father. Hello, Father.
Hello, Father.
Ah, my Tippets. Help Tiny Tim take his coat off.
All right, Father, we will.
Hello, Robert, dear. Martha, you talk to your father. I have to go and watch the dinner.
How's little Tim? Has he been stronger, Father? Poor little man.
Oh, yes, Martha. Tiny Tim is much stronger than when you saw him last. Here's the little fellow now.
I hope the people saw me in a church today.
Why, Tiny Tim?
Because I'm a cripple. And it might be pleasant for them to remember on Christmas Day who it was made the lame walk and blind men see.
Dinner's ready. Come, everyone.
Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us all.
God bless us, everyone.
A toast. I give you Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
Founder of the feast, indeed. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast on.
My dear, the children, Christmas Day.
Well, I'll drink his health for your sake and not for his. Long life to him. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone.
Spirit, tell me if Tiny Tim will live.
I see a vacant seat in the chimney corner and a crutch without an owner. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die.
No, no. Oh, no, kind spirit. Say he will be spared. Whither to now, spirit?
To see another Christmas. Do you know whose laughter that is?
Yes, full well. I have you.
And he said that Christmas was a humbug as I live, and believed it, too.
More shame for him, Fred.
He's a comical fellow, and that's the truth. And not so pleasant as he might be. However, his offenses carry their own punishment, and I have nothing to say against him.
He is very rich, Fred. At least you always told me so.
What of that, my dear? His wealth is of no use to him. Well, he don't do any good with it. He don't make himself comfortable with it. And he hasn't the satisfaction of thinking he's ever going to benefit us with it.
I have no patience with him.
Oh, I have. I'm sorry for him. I couldn't be angry with him if I tried. Who suffers by his ill whims? Himself, always. I mean to give him the chance every year, whether he likes it or not. For I pity him. I say, here's to Uncle Scrooge.
Uncle Scrooge!
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the old man, whatever he is.
God bless my nephew, spirit. God bless him.
I pass you on now, Ebenezer Scrooge. My time is gone.
Ebenezer Scrooge, you are a dead man.
Dead? When did I die?
Last night, alone and uncared for, with no one to mourn your departure from this world, despised, hated, laughed at. Look!
Is it good or bad?
Bad.
We're quite ruined.
No, there is hope yet, Carolyn.
Only if he relents.
He's past relenting. He's dead.
Oh, thank God. Oh, heaven, forgive me. To whom will the debt be transferred?
I don't know.
but it would be ill fortune indeed to find so merciless a creditor in his successor. We may sleep tonight with light hearts, my dear.
Let me see some tenderness connected with death, please, spirit. Look closer, Ebenezer.
It must be near time for your father to come home now, Peter.
Here's father now.
Ah, Robert, dear.
My own dear one.
You went today, then, Robert?
Yes, my dear. I wish you could have gone. It would have done you good to see how green the little grave is. But you'll see it often. I promised him that I would walk there on Sunday. My little child. Tiny Tim. My little child.
Spectre, something informs me that our parting moment is at hand.
Come, Ebenezer. Come.
Where are you leading me?
Come.
But this is a graveyard.
Read the writing on the gravestone, Ebenezer.
Why, no. It can't be. My name on this stone. Oh, no, spirit, hear me. I am not the man I was. I will not be the man I must have been but for this intercourse. Oh, why show me this if I am past all hope? Oh, good spirit, your nature intercedes for me and pities me. Show me that I may yet change. I will honor Christmas. I will live in the present, the past, and the future. The spirit of all three shall strive within me. I will not shut out the lesson that they teach. Oh, tell me that I may sponge away the writing on this stone. They will be. But I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. A happy new year to all the world. That's where the church bell's ringing for. Hey, boy. What day is it?
Christmas day, sir.
Christmas day. I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night. Hello there, my fine fellow. You know the poulters in the next street but one, on the corner?
I should hope I did.
You know if they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging there? And not the little one, the big one.
Oh, the big one is hanging there now.
Then go and buy it, and tell him to bring it here. Come back with a man in less than 5 minutes, and I'll give you half a crown. I'll send it to Bob Cratchit's. He shan't know who sends it. Who can that be coming down the street? Why, yes, it's the old charity gentleman. Oh, sir, sir, please, sir, wait. How do you do? Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Mr. Scrooge.
That is my name. I fear it may not be pleasant to you. Allow me to ask your pardon. Will you have the goodness to accept a small contribution? Here.
Lord bless you, my dear Mr. Scrooge. Are you serious?
If you please, not a farthing less. A great many back payments are included in it, I assure you. Come and see me. Will you come and see me?
I most certainly will, Mr. Scrooge.
Thank you. I'm much obliged to you. Goodbye. Now, I'd like to see my nephew. I feel so bad about the way I treated him yesterday. I will go. Here's his house.
Yes, sir.
Is your master at home, my girl?
Yes, sir, he is.
Thank you. He knows me. I'll go right in, my dear. Ah, there he is. Oh, Fred.
Fred? Why, bless my soul, who's that?
It is I, your Uncle Scrooge. I've come to dinner. Will you let me in, Fred?
Will I? God bless you, Uncle.
Next morning, Scrooge is waiting in his office for Bob Cratchit, who is late for work.
Good morning, sir.
Hello. What do you mean by coming here at this time of the day?
I'm very sorry, sir. I'm behind my time.
You are? Yes, I think you are. Step this way, if you please.
It's only once a year, sir. It shan't be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday.
Now, I'll tell you what, my fine friend. I'm not going to stand this sort of thing any longer. And therefore, a merry Christmas, Bob. A merrier Christmas, my fine fellow, than I've given you for many a year. Raise your salary. I'll endeavor to assist your struggling family. And we'll discuss your affairs this very afternoon over a Christmas bowl of smoking bishop.
Make up the fires and buy another coal scuttle before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit.